Emily's joining us now for the press review. She's starting off with coverage of the Pope's funeral and the future of the papacy. What are the papers saying then, Emily?
Well, it was the story that was in the news this weekend, and it's on a lot of front pages today as well. Let's have a look first at Le Figaro. They're looking at the after Pope here. Après François, l'Église attend son nouveau pape. After Francis, the church is waiting for its new pope. The paper La Croix is also looking at the next steps. En marche vers le conclave, towards the conclave. They have a two-page spread actually on the preparations going towards the conclaves. It says that for most of the cardinals, it will be their first experience. 108 of the 135 voting cardinals have never experienced a conclave before. They're actually meeting today to set a date for the start of the secret deliberations. The Guardian also had an article on this today. They're looking at preparations heating up. This article says that despite the fact that Francis appointed many of the cardinals, this conclave is still extremely unpredictable. El País, the Spanish paper, is looking at the issues that the cardinals will be facing. It says here, quote, pending reforms, the role of women and the fear of divisions. That's some of the issues that it thinks they're facing. It says that Pope Francis leaves behind a complex legacy of half-baked changes which have created internal division. The question now is, will the church follow in Francis' progressive footsteps, or will it correct course with a conservative pope? This article says that, interestingly, the name chosen by the next pope will give a good indication of his intentions. Francis II, for instance, would suggest continuation, whereas a new name would mean an entirely new project.
Now to France for this next story. The man who brutally murdered a man in a mosque in the south of France on Friday has just himself turned himself in Italy. How are the papers covering this one?
Yes, well, the Le Figaro today brings us this news that broke early this morning. Oliver H., suspected of brutally murdering a young man in a mosque, handed himself into police in Italy last night after 3 days on the run. The suspect filmed himself committing the murder and talking about wanting to become a serial killer. He later sent it to a friend who posted the video on social media before deleting it. Libération had the story on their front page, but they were looking at the commemorations, of course, before the story broke. They remembered Abu Bakr, who was violently murdered at a place of peace, it says. This silent march on their front page was organised on Sunday in his memory. The left-leaning media, Mediapart here, is looking at the anger following the attack. Some of it directed at Bruno Retailleau, the French Minister of the Interior. Now, Retailleau has come under fire for his discreet reaction to the attack, notably taking longer to react on social media and waiting for more than 2 days before going to the mosque in person.
Now, tension between India and Pakistan, we brought you a lot on this last week, worsening after that terrorist attack in Kashmir that killed 26 civilians. What do you have on this?
Well, The Guardian brings us the latest updates on this story here. India test fires missiles as tension rises with Pakistan after Kashmir attack. It says India's Navy was demonstrating its ability to carry out long-range precision offences. Meanwhile, a Pakistani minister has said that nuclear weapons are targeted at you being India, of course. The New York Times had this interesting article today. It says that India seems to be building a case for striking Pakistan. The article says that India's Prime Minister Indira Modi has not just been trying to de-escalate. It also appears like he might be building his case. In a speech on Thursday, Modi promised severe punishments and the raising of terror safe havens. The article says that the situation is still very volatile. Both sides are continuing to escalate their discourse, and it's not clear if and when the situation could get out of control.
Well, football, congratulations if you're a Liverpool fan. They've won their 20th Premier League title, haven't they?
Yes, exactly. Well, Liverpool fans have been celebrating, or as the Daily Star says, Salah-brating. Meanwhile, the Mirror calls for a pool party, and the Telegraph is talking about the Liverbird, symbol of Liverpool, being back on their perch here. Their win against Tottenham means that they've won their 20th Premier League title, placing them at the same level as Manchester United, their bitter rivals, who are also at 20. But Liverpool is not the only football team celebrating today. It's really a story worthy of Hollywood. Wrexham has sealed their third promotion in a row. The Welsh football team will be playing in the Championship next year. Hollywood star owners Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney made their ambition clear, though. It doesn't stop at the Championship. Their heart is set on the Premier League.
Yeah, maybe they'll do it. Who knows? Now, finally from Emily, we've had the football. We have finger wrestling a little bit earlier on. We've got some more unusual sporting news. This is from Belgium, this one.
Yes, exactly. Well, if football isn't emotional enough and you need something a little bit more intense, I would take you to Belgium and the international and European, sorry, gull screeching contest. The Times brings us news that a 10-year-old prodigy has just retained his title in the European Gull Screeching Championship, beating contestants from all around Europe and his seven-year-old sister. The article says Cooper began squawking after an altercation where a seagull tried to steal his sandwich. Now, he recommends Stuart looking them in the eyes and screeching back. But I do have a video of this. Let's see if we can hear him do his performance. This was last year. Hopefully the sound works.
Okay. It's a good...
Pretty good.
It's a very good impression. It's not that loud, is it? But
I wish seagulls were that quiet.
Go on then, Emily. You'll go.
Not today, shit.
I knew she'd do that. I'm not doing it either. Emily Boyle with the papers on France 24.